Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we are tackling Great Mate Debate. Today, it's not a Great Mate Debate. It's still an argument between two people, but apparently it's a mother and son.
Yes, and it's still going to be great.
Oh. You could call them mates.
How
right?
about
like,
just
hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Yeah.
All right, let's just debate. We're okay. Basically, if your child breaks up with someone, does that person have to be out of your life? Yes or no? Did I get that right?
You did. Yeah.
Okay. I believe Josh has won the coin toss. Josh.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hi.
You get to go first here. Present your case. What's going on?
I was dating Taylor, my former girlfriend, for a long time, and we had a really good relationship, and I had her meet my family and things like that, and we began to be close during it, and for a while things were really good, I kind of messed up a little bit, and I started cheating on her with my best friend. And so we ended up breaking up.
Okay.
And this was hard for my mom because my mom was getting really close with Taylor and things like that. And my mom had this big party that she was starting to set up, her 25th wedding anniversary, and she was really excited. Taylor, was a wedding planner. That was what she did. So she was helping her like figure out, oh, we could do this, we could do this and things like that. And, when Taylor found out about the cheating and all that stuff, she ended up breaking up with me. And to be fair, it was my fault. You know, I messed up. I shouldn't have done
I'm glad
those.
You're owning that part of it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, you know, it's true. Like, you know, I messed up. And so we're no longer together. And I saw the invitations that my mom was going to send out for the wedding anniversary. And Taylor's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is really hard because, you know, we broke up like about 6 months ago, and I kind of don't want to be reminded of how badly I messed up and that I did a bad thing. And it's going to be very awkward for me because what am I going to do? Go around the party and then act like we're still together or be like, why are you not sitting with
her?
And be like, oh, well, we broke up.
Are you going to bring your new girlfriend, or is the girl who you cheated with not your new girl? Like, where are you at with that relationship?
So I'm not with her either right now. I'm just kind of on my own a little bit. So I don't know. It's a weird situation for me. And I just kind of wished that my mom would kind of not have Taylor come, just because it's
okay.
Be uncomfortable for me.
Okay. So it feels awkward to have her there. You're okay that Taylor helped plan this thing? Is that what I'm understanding? Did she?
Yeah. That's fine.
If, she just know, can't be there. She can't.
She can't see her plans in action.
Okay. Wow. Looks like somebody's already picking a side. Let's get your mom in here, Audrey.
Hello.
Okay. So
I'm. You know what, Josh? There aren't going to be any parades thrown for you because you figured out that you screwed up. I have no idea why you're having problems here, though. It seems to me the biggest issue is that you're acting so immaturely. You're behaving like an adolescent or a spoiled toddler acting out and throwing a tantrum. I've grown very close to Taylor, and need I remind you, she's the one, not you, who helped me plan your father's and my 25th anniversary party. Mm-hmm. I have no intention of treating her like she's the hired help. And how am I supposed to keep up with your love life? Do you suddenly have the emotional attention span of a tsetse fly?
No way.
I know I raised you better than that.
Oh, God.
I can only take
you. I can't
you so
look away.
I want this to stop really bad. Josh, I'm sure you wanted to come on the air and get a lot of people, like, but getting dressed down by your mom on the radio is probably one of the most painful things I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, you're tripping at the finish line, pal.
Okay.
I have no intention of excluding Taylor when she has become such an important part of my life. And if you can't handle that, that's your problem and only your problem.
Think that.
Okay.
Your father and I are celebrating our silver anniversary.
Okay. Yep.
Audrey, do you
not interrupt your mother,
ma'am?
Okay. Hold on, real quick. Let me jump in and give the phone number to get the if you wanna help Audrey beat up Josh, or you wanna.
I don't know if she needs help.
She doesn't need help.
If you wanna help Josh defend, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Basically. I don't think Josh is right, but there is an element where it's like you and Audrey, I swear to God, I do not want to bring your wrath down on me. Please don't take this the wrong way. But at a certain point, it is that blood is thicker than water. And like he is your son.
I think you're missing the point. The point is that we're celebrating 25 years of marriage.
Right.
That commitment is something very sacred, very special, very important to us. You want to go ahead and run around and cheat on girlfriends think that makes you a man or some Don Juan. You're sadly mistaken, son. You cheated on Taylor, and she's supposed to be walking around with her head down, or your father and I are supposed to hang our heads in shame? Forget it.
Okay.
Do you want them to get back together?
No.
Oh, boy.
That's not the point.
I was just curious because you do have, it seems like you have a very deep love for Taylor, and that's amazing.
I do.
So I don't know if
she's the daughter that I never had. And I'm grateful to Josh for introducing us, but we've become friends. We've become a mother-daughter team. So I'm sorry, Josh. You're going to have to put on your big boy pants and come to the party because Taylor's going to be there, like it or not.
Okay.
But Mom, don't you want to be the focus on you and Dad and not this weird what is happening, what happened with these two? Was it going to be distracting? Does it make sense?
But you are not going to spoil our party. Mm-hmm. You're just going to have to face the music because you're the one that wrote it, pal. And all our friends and family are going to be there because it's your choice, not ours.
I don't know what to do.
My heart is... Okay, Audrey, Josh, you guys are doing great. We're just going to put you on hold for a minute and we're going to get a jury. Hang on right there. Did you know that was going to happen?
I said it was going to be great.
God, my God, that's not great. That is awful.
I
feel so gutturally wrong right now.
It seems like they've talked about this before.
But I am kind of confused because, yes, the anniversary party should be about Audrey and her husband in the 25 years. So why don't you want to make sure that there are no other
distractions?
Yes.
But she loves Taylor and Taylor planned it. And
Can you uninvite your son?
Oh, my God, Aaron.
I don't know. She loves Taylor.
You got it. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Do you have to cut out somebody from your life just because your son is done with them?
I don't think, I think.
We're all too nervous. Dog is going to yell at us.
I don't want, honest to God, when she started talking and she was like, was you're missing the point. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I just sent her flowers just now. So, okay. Audrey is inviting his ex to their anniversary party. Is she right? Is she wrong? Talk Josh off this ledge. Cheer on Audrey. Do whatever you need to do. I won't be coming back for the calls. I'm going to go take a well-deserved shower. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are doing a great mate debate, even though it's not, they're not mates. They're
it's scary.
It's Josh and his mother, Audrey. Josh is essentially, he cheated on his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They broke up. But she had been planning Audrey's 25th anniversary party. Now the party's coming up. The girlfriend is invited. And if we do this much longer, Josh will not be invited. So Audrey, Josh, feel free to jump in with any jury members if you see fit. And if you don't, I guess we'll just tell you the verdict here in a second. Let's get started with Jamie.
Yeah, hey. I have three boys, and I mean, if anyone's calling in on Josh's side, like, God bless. But, I mean, okay, I'm sorry. I'm on the radio, but I can't even put into words, like, Josh, be a man for once in your life and just put everything else aside and be there for your parents. I'm sorry that you completely screwed up here, but, like, it's not your mom's fault. It's not your dad's fault. And if they want to have her at their celebration of their anniversary, like, then put your personal self aside and the fact that you completely screwed up, the fact that you don't want to remember that you screwed up, like, that is completely juvenile. And I'm on your mom's side. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guarantee you were raised better than that, and it's not her fault at all.
We are ignoring the part that I'm doing this for everyone. Does everyone benefit?
No, you being a man would be you putting it aside and not making it an issue. You making it all about you is you being exactly a juvenile, right. Entitled. Oh, yes. Exactly.
You're more narcissistic
you're
right now.
You're doing this for everyone. You're doing this for
you. This is the first caller?
Thank you, Jamie. Hey, real quick, I want to take a quick poll of the room, mostly just T-Hack. Are you happy?
Kinda.
Okay.
I'm not getting yelled at.
Paul?
Yai.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Audrey's side. I love her. Mm-hmm. She is amazing. She's right on the money. I think her son needs to grow up hair. He needs to own what he did. And if anybody at the wedding asks what happened, he can just simply say, I ruined our relationship and leave it at that. But he needs to be a gentleman and welcome her, open arms, and be happy that she's helping his parents through this awesome time.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Paul.
Is this gonna be we're gonna
Thank you,
up
Paul.
On me?
Hey, stunned silence over there. We can keep going. Penny.
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I'm on my son's.
You're on Josh's sons. Side. Oh, okay.
I'm on with you. That mom, she needs to take some kind of course on how to treat your kids. I've been married 40 years. I would never, ever treat my son like that. Ever talk to him like that.
Even if he cheated on his girlfriend,
he's a big boy. Mm. He should understand the meaning of commitment.
Right. He's a big boy. He's your grown blood, and there's never a reason, especially publicly, to shame your child like that. Shame on you.
He's not a child. He's a grown man, and he has to own up. And he's going to have to face the music. I'm sorry if you're raising your children to be oversized children and not adults, ma'am.
Well, my son is 36 years old, retired from the Marines. I know how to raise a man, girl. I tell you what, 25 years being married is nothing compared to what I am. So take your 25 years, go love on your husband, and give Taylor Swift all of her attention. That way you can just disown your son.
It's not Taylor Swift.
If it
was Taylor Swift, we're all going to the party.
You're out in left field, lady.
All right. Let's just get a couple more in here, and then... We're all gonna. Andrew.
Yai.
Yai. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Audrey's side.
Okay. Why?
So I think Josh has to man up at this point. He said he made a mistake. I get that, but it sounds like based upon the relationship, his mother and his ex-girlfriend kind of became at that point where maybe she was expecting a daughter-in-law. But regardless, they're friends. He needs to respect that. It's about her mom and dad, or his mom and dad. No one needs to know they're broken up. They don't have to talk at the party. But at the end of the day, they're celebrating those two, and he just has to step back and let it happen.
That's exactly right. I appreciate this comment, truly.
Thank you.
Because, you know, this is, the commitment matters to me, and I thought that it might have mattered to my son.
Okay.
And that breaks my heart.
You didn't need it. You didn't have to say that, okay? It was important to me. I messed up. I made a mistake. Look, I'm really sorry. I legitimately feel really bad that happened. I really do. Never done that before. I don't think I'm ever going to do that again. I'm sorry. I don't think we need to beat me up over it. Like, I learned the lesson. I get it. You want to move on?
Bro, well, you know, don't read the comments later. Your life.
You're not good enough for Taylor.
Okay. I mean, Hack, we have Andrea, I believe. Steve, like, yep. we have tons of other. I don't think we need to keep going, though, is what I'm getting at. Josh, the one woman who called for you is the one woman that we found on planet Earth who isn't on your mom's side. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen a landslide in a great mate debate like this. Like, you're, yeah. Taylor's coming. So,
Taylor's coming. And I'm okay. Sorry if this makes you uncomfortable, Josh. I am sorry for that. But that was your choice and your decision, and your father and I are allowed to make our choices and our decision. And this is final.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, guys. Let us know how the party goes.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I'm against all this anti-birthday propaganda that's been going on. Everyone's talking about
it. You know that it's me that's been talking about it.
Well, you've been leading the charge.
So when you
charge.
Say that you're against it, you're trying to say you're against me. This is your weak-ass attempt at a coup de grace. Is that what you're doing?
I am against you.
You're going
I'm
to
going
topple
head-to-head.
The newly minted Slacker Show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to watch.
Okay.
No, you're picking a side.
Oh, no.
Okay, I just want to start with saying I want people to understand that was false ego. I hate the show being called the Slacker Show.
I know. It's so funny when people text in and they're like, wow, big ego and stuff. It's like, you hate it.
I hate it.
He hates it the most.
I hate it more than anybody else. I'm like, call it anything else. I hate it. How about the Hacker Show?
No, I love that, actually. I have a big ego.
Egomaniacal piece of hell. So you're toppling me on my birthday hate. I just want to reiterate one of my points about birthdays, and if you've heard it before, I apologize, but this is a 2-second rant. Mother's Day should be replaced with everybody's birthday. And like, your birthday is when you should call your mom and go, thank you for whatever means you did to get me out of your body and give me life. Thanks.
Now, and that part I don't disagree with.
Because you didn't do a damn thing that day. You didn't do anything.
Hard.
If you lived, congrats, but that was probably the doctors and your mom. Like, you didn't do anything. And all you did was not do that same thing for 365 more days. You don't deserve a party. You don't deserve nada.
I had a pretty rough procedure. All right. Okay. That I think I should be rewarded
for.
In some case.
What did you have?
I think a lot of guy babies go through it, and it's pretty.
Okay.
It's a big deal, all right?
In your case, not a huge deal. It was an average size.
Yeah, they needed two doctors.
It was like, one to hold the microscope.
Scissors with the ceremonial ring cutting.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways. We could have a C day if you want that. If you want a day to remember the.
I don't want to remember it, but I do.
Nobody remembers it.
No,
that's why they do it when we're little babies.
I know, but I think everyone's anti-birthday because they go, well, what'd you do? You survived another year?
Yeah, that's all you
big
did.
Big whoop.
It is a big whoop. It means nothing.
It's not. I think everyone deserves to be celebrated at least one day a year. It's just one day. Hey, it's my birthday. Yeah. Hey, happy birthday, man. I'm glad you're here. You're my friend. Happy birthday. What is so wrong about that? Why is everyone like, no, you don't deserve it?
Okay.
You got to do something.
Okay, like, then
I am doing stuff. What? I don't get celebrated any other day either.
You didn't do anything. And it's, you get celebrated every day. Like, you do. You, like, you come in all dramatic and make everybody look down at your shoes every day. And like, oh, he's wearing a new pair. Must have got him off StockX. Like, your life
Wait,
is your
are
birthday.
Those in, are those?
They are now, yeah.
What shoes do you have on? My God, is it his birthday? What is it?
I have the Air Force Ones, the snakeskin.
They're pretty cool.
They're kind of dope.
Thank you. But I just think everyone, it's like, it's not about accomplishing. It's about being grateful. It's grateful for you made it another year. Grateful for the people in your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just showing gratitude and just saying like, hey, man, we're glad you're here. Hey, girl. Hey, whomever.
And did you know that there's cake
here.
Involved?
Okay. No, yeah. I want to clarify. So this, if I were to give up my position right now, you're asking for one day just to like, here's your day.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I did all of this to knock him off of his argument. This topic today is about half birthdays. And if you're the kind of jackhole who needs to celebrate halfway to your birthday, you already didn't do anything on your birthday. And if I happen to get a traumatic head injury and decide to agree with TAC that your birthday is somehow significant, I am for damn sure never getting off the wall that I got to pick it like 6 months before your date. Now I got to celebrate that. Oh, it's my half birthday. Everybody come over. It's my half birthday. Like, what's my 6, 9? What's 9? 3 plus 6 is 9. 9, 9/28. September 28th. Everyone, all right. Mark your calendars. Big party.
This is what I don't get. Oh, come over. Okay. Yeah, I would love to come over. I would love to have cake with you. I would love to spend an afternoon with you.
I don't
want... Why do you not want that to happen? I don't understand
it's
that.
It's just weird to, like, give the excuse of half birthday. Like, just come over anyways.
Yes. It doesn't have to be about me or about you and your stupid new shoes. Come over. It's September 28th. Come over. I'm putting it out there right now.
You
Everybody,
should throw
come
a
over.
Party for every time that you get a new pair of shoes.
Oh, my God.
I can't throw that many parties.
I'm not going to be a part of that. But, I mean, just the only time I think it's mildly appropriate, is for Taylor Swift and my son, born on December 13th. They're kind of hosed. But you have to surrender your real birthday. I will come to your half birthday if you sign legal documents that say, you have to do anything for me on my actual birthday. Because it's like, my actual birthday is too close to Christmas. I don't want a bunch of presents on the 13th and on the 25th. So then 6 months before, June 13th, we can all have a huge party for Noah and Taylor Swift. And then that's it.
I think the birthday should not come in, right? It's not like, look at me. The birthday should go out. It's my birthday. So I'm grateful that I'm here another year. I have my family. I have my friends. Like, so it's going outward, right? And I want my friends and family to come over, not for me, but because it's my birthday and I want to celebrate just being alive and we're all together again. And I don't, the more times we do that per year, I think the better.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to put it out there. There's two parties. You can RSVP to two different parties right now. You can to my half birthday, 51059. So I want you to type in 928 if you want to RSVP to my half birthday party.
Okay.
Or 111. Is that yours? Is that your half birthday party?
It is. Yeah.
Little Sailor?
111.
And then
which is almost my son's birthday.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Oh, your son's birthday matters now? Or do we have to do your half birthday? So
they both matter. We're having two parties.
No.
Separate.
No. We're having all your shoe parties. We'll see. If 951059, text 928 if you want to come to a massive, huge, cool party where we will just have booze and drugs and hookers. Or on 111, you can go look at TX Shoe Collection.
I'm going to the shoes.
Yeah. In a gratitude circle and lots of hippie stuff.
928-51059.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is something that doesn't concern you necessarily, T-Hack, because I know that you live in a neighborhood that doesn't have an HOA and therefore mm-hmm. does not have a pool.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. The downside.
But
the only downside.
Those of us who do have a pool, but there's community pools you could go to, right?
Yeah.
Have you taken Leo swimming yet?
He has, yeah. Yeah. And it's a big thing for this summer. He wants to go swimming.
Swimming Aww. A ton, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Memorial Weekend is when all the pools open up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is the official kickoff. Yay, let's get it done. First things first, I need to ask everybody in this room, be honest, don't think, have you peed in the pool?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? You have?
Not recently. No, not as a kid. As a kid, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't live in the neighborhoods that I go to.
Oh my God.
So we just said that.
I just literally read a stat that said 40% of people pee in the pool.
You don't? Are you saying you don't?
I really hope you guys don't now.
I don't even need to be in the pool to pee in the pool.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
I have peed in a lake. Yes.
Okay. That's...
Well, because you're in a lake and it's like the ecosystem, the fish are peeing in there and like you feel like it's a large body of water and whatever. Hold on, Aaron, I need to get this straight.
What?
You believe in some weird, twisted way that because you were a child, your urine is less toxic?
I just feel like it's more appropriate for children to do it. I don't feel as bad.
I need some clarification.
Did you see the Mythbusters thing that they did? It was like they got two things of chlorine, like pool water, whatever. And one smelled way more like bleach because of the amount of urine in it. So if a pool smells like bleach, there's a lot of pee in there.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where the pools smell a lot like bleach?
Hotels?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or motels.
Oh, yeah, true.
The motels are the worst.
Well, you got like four people sharing a room and you only have one bathroom. So you got to go.
That's another thing that there's a stat about that. I just want people to have etiquette. There's people who use the pool for a cleansing ritual. Like you haven't taken a shower.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't shower before I get in a pool. I've always thought that's weird.
Not before, no.
Yes,
after.
Before. Yes. Oh my God.
You shower before you get
into
the pool?
You shower after for sure. But like if you
Why would you shower before?
Because if I'm saying, okay, Aaron, right now you've probably done zero physical labor today.
Yes.
You're absolutely welcome to go get in a pool. If you've spent the day doing yard work and you've got like mulch on you and maybe you changed oil in your 4Runner and you did a bunch of stuff and you're
okay.
Like, oh man, I'm just gonna go take a dip to get all this off of me. You're vile. You're a terrible person.
Yeah, in that case you should rinse off and then,
yes.
then hop in. I get it.
Yeah, but I don't do any of those things.
Exactly.
But you're smelly. If you're going in...
That's why I go to the pool.
You're like,
I'm peeing in the pool. Of course I'm smelly.
Do you honestly pee in the pool as an adult?
No, not really. Definitely the water. Is it any lake, any river, anything like that?
But you'll stand next to a lake and pee.
Or like, be in it, yeah, with a life. That's like how you do it if you're on the river.
Yeah, like my parents had a boat and we would jump out and go, I'm going to check the prop. Meaning the propeller.
Okay.
Oh. You'd say, oh, I'm going to check the prop. And everybody go, oh, yeah, check it. And you jump out and you're like, and then you pee and you get back in the thing.
I'm always too nervous. Doesn't it change color or something if you pee?
The lake?
No.
No, the a pool.
No, I've that's, always,
that's something the parents tell their kids. Sorry, kids, your parents are lying to you.
Okay.
So that they won't do it.
Okay.
Let me just.
All right. So okay. We're back on then. I'm back in the game.
Aaron, like when you were a kid, when you were peeing, did you pull your swimsuit to the side or pee through the swimsuit?
No, through.
Oh my God. See, so I spend a lot, I used to, I haven't in a long time, spend a lot of time at like all-inclusive resorts like down in Mexico where it's a swim-up bar. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just did the mime of swimming.
Yeah,
up.
Thank you for explaining what that is. That's how you swim? No wonder you have issues.
Yeah, but what do you do at the bar? I understand the swimming part now.
So you, okay, so there's like concrete seats half buried in the pool. Like, so yeah, yeah. When you're sitting at it, like the upper half of your torso is out. Mm-hmm. And the rest of you's in the water. And I remember this one, the first time I ever went to the resort, my wife and I are like swimming around in the resort and we'd swim up to the bar, two pina coladas, please. And you have to like get around. And at the time there was like these three big, huge, hairy backed German dudes. And they just sat there and they were pounding beers all day long. And like my 50th time swimming up to the bar, I was like, these guys are animals. They've never went to the bar.
Did it smell like bleach by them?
No, it smelled like beer.
Oh. Yeah.
Let me come up from under the water now.
The water right by them was extremely warm. But it's also where the sun was hitting. All right, so my point is this. If you're swimming this summer, just don't.
You can, though. It doesn't change color.
Shower before you go, and don't pee in the pool. And if you see T-Hack, just don't.
Swim away.
Don't get in the pool.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about hillbilly hookups.
Yeah.
Now, what that means to us is when you've had relations in a weird place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who here has had relations? I mean, there's a woman, two people were caught having relations at the Naples Pier in front of children in Florida. They were just knocking boots at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh my gosh.
Plenty of sunlight on the pier in front of children getting after it. When the police showed up, she stepped to the edge of the pier and they said, don't do it. And she jumped in the water.
What? And then swam away? I don't know. Like, all right, now come out of the water.
I don't know. I think eventually they got her out. Yeah. Of the water and arrested her for indecent exposure. But
so is the guy kind of a bad boyfriend for not jumping in after her? That's the romantic thing to do.
No. You know you're going to jail. You don't want to go to jail wet.
Yeah.
If I'm going to jail, man, I'm going dry.
Okay.
For sure. So she was an idiot.
Okay.
Did she put her clothes on first?
I don't see anything about
it. Yeah, they both stood up and looked disheveled. So, yeah, she was eventually picked up by Beach Patrol.
The children booed, I think.
They're like, come on! How's it in? Where have I not had relations?
I don't know. Do you want us to just list a public park?
Oh yeah, I've done that.
Surely not a radio station.
Have you ever seen
Surely not the chair I'm sitting in.
Have you ever, like, you know, every once in a while when we have clients in and then we're all sitting around the conference room table and everybody's like enjoying food or whatever. Have you ever seen me eat?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat on that table if I were you.
Been clean.
To be totally honest, it's not any of the furniture we have now. It's when we were in the Tabor Center.
Okay.
There was, because we were on the 23rd floor of the Tabor Center downtown. So, yeah. The conference room table, you could just tell there were certain salespeople and radio jocks. We would have meetings and you could just see the people who would not make contact with the table. You're like, oh yeah, you've been here.
Okay.
I model homes. Is another good one.
I've thought of that before because they're just kind of open. Like when our house was being built and it was just unlocked and it was like,
yeah,
I got to be the first one.
Oh yeah,
get out of here.
Right. Yeah. Well, the model.
Are you not
though.
Concerned about like cameras?
In a model home, you can usually find them.
Okay. Like,
so if you go to a neighborhood, forgive me if you've heard this tip before, but you go to a neighborhood where they have three or four models where it's like, here's our ranch model. Here's our two story. Here's a two story with a walkout. Here's like whatever you go to like the third one. You can't do it in the first one because the realtors are in that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you move down a couple houses and then right when you get in, you hit chime on the alarm. So that means when anybody opens the door, it goes ding, ding, ding.
So if
you hit that, then you can go upstairs, get after it. And when you hear ding, 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 you got to like get it together because they'd have to be at a dead sprint to get to you before you got your clothes back on.
Wow. So have you ever been out and like the door's already closed and you're like, we'll just wait for you.
Because there was one time we were up there and didn't realize there was already people in the house.
What a surprise.
The house sounds kind of like, creaky.
Hey, everyone. And I'm just crying. Anyway, we'd like to... Okay, we have more stories, and everyone in the room is going to share their hillbilly hookup, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, Tiak, we both know that yours is like...
the foot of good. The bed.
Oh my God, there I was, and the sheets weren't even clean. All right, the weirdest place you've hooked up, 303-222-5423, or text in at 51059.
I have a good one.
Okay.
Okay, let me go first because I don't. A car. That's it.
That's as hillbilly as you've gotten?
Yeah.
Mm. Did it have all four wheels at least?
It did. That's,
okay. Was it moving?
No. Mm. Well, it
you've
was.
Never like you've never like gotten okay. Like in the alley behind a bar or anything?
No.
I've definitely done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All
right. Do well, I need to make like one a thing to another?
You're just like, what about a bed for you?
That would be ratchet. That would be hillbilly. Like literally on the gas main thing, you know, where the meter reader comes in or whatever out behind a strip club.
Yeah. Okay. I've always felt like it's kind of like I would be fine with it, but if she's fine with it, that probably means. You don't want to think
about it. Don't get that far ahead.
Okay. Because it's like porta potty's another one where it's like, I'm game.
Okay, no, porta potty's a hard pass. Because all my senses are involved. I don't need to smell
everything going on.
Yeah, not at all. Okay.
Mine, it was when my wife and I were at her parents' house. They had like a dinner party. We were upstairs and got a little handsy. And then her mom decided to give a tour of the house to some people who were over. And one of the people that wanted to see the house, who'd never been over before, was their priest, who was over.
So you're hillbilly hooking up in front of a priest?
Yeah. He was downstairs. And then he came up and we heard the chime went off.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that so little we, sound means
yeah,
like...
so we pulled it together and helped with the rest of the tour.
Were you disheveled?
A little bit. Okay. Me more than her. I don't know what that means, but
I know exactly what that means. It tells me a lot about your relationship. Is it your wife?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's perfect.
What?
I just remembered one more.
Okay.
I want extra points for difficulty on this one.
Okay.
There was a time in my life where I worked for a grocery store. It was called Ideal Foods, I think, at the time. It eventually became Corner Pantry. Off of Francis Street there in Longmont, if you're keeping track. I became the dairy manager, which means I was in charge of the milk coolers and the ice cream cooler. And I once lured someone back into the back room, and there was somebody stocking the milk, so we had to go to the ice cream cooler.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you something, kids. Tiak, I think you can understand what I'm putting down.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not easy.
No, that sounds difficult.
All liquids freeze immediately, and you're just...
Oh, I thought you were just distracted by all the ice cream.
No, that's what would be difficult for you. It's like, oh, is that the chocolate chip?
Let's take a break.
I love it. No, but I was able to...
Okay, very well. Was this a customer or a favorite?
No, it was a girlfriend. I was just meet me there and have the big saloon doors to go into the back room.
That made
a
time.
Yeah, and we went back and, yeah. Did it in the freezer.
Okay. Well, I'm still hungry for ice cream.
I was expecting a little more accolades for that. You know how cold it is?
It seems very cold, yeah.
I want you to just open your freezer and see what you can get done.
Okay.
Is anyone still listening to this show? Because I'm not. I am trying to hit the button as we speak. All right. If you've had a hillbilly hookup, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for people who've had relations in weird places.
Hillbilly hookup.
Paul?
Yai.
Yai.
Real proud of you for shouting that right there. Hillbilly hookup. What did you do?
Well, I lost my virginity in the back seat of a 1960 Chevy Impala in Highlands Mortuary on 120th and I-25.
In the mortuary or in the cemetery part?
In the cemetery.
Okay. Is the mortuary, is that where the walls?
No, that's the mausoleum.
What's the difference?
Mortuary is like where the bodies are and like where they get you ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Mortuary. Well, the bodies are pretty much everywhere. They're either it's mortuary is where you go first, where they shove you full of embalming fluid and like whatever. And then, so you were in the car. Because the car being in the mortuary would be weird. Right.
No, it was in the cemetery, and she was 2 years older than me, and it was awesome.
Have you gone back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up in Thornton right there, a few blocks. I'm just staying at the cemetery all the time.
Just visiting my loved ones again.
I want to ask the obvious question. She was alive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. That's all I really needed. All right. Thank you, Paul. Misty.
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What's yours?
Cinco de Mayo handicap stall of the porter potty.
Oh, boy. On Cinco de Mayo, that's not maybe
that's
not
rough.
Cool.
There's a lot of tequila.
Early, though. In my defense, it was early. They just got cleaned, so they weren't horrible at all.
Don't be ridiculous.
I would say the disabled porta potties is nicer because it's big.
Because it's not used as much. So.
And it's not, in theory, it should be used for disabled people, not two people who just have had enough tequila shots that they want to get randy. Yeah. How was it?
Yeah. It was great.
Have you been back?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Mike.
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What'd you do?
As an ex of mine a few years back, and I got a little drunk at Waterworld because they allow reentry. And
we don't need the details.
Writing that down.
If you allow reentry, I'm just wondering, Waterworld allows reentry or your ex?
Well, both, I guess.
Oh my God. Okay. What happened? Oh, do we lose you?
No.
I don't think we need to know the rest. It's fine. Nicole.
Yay!
Hillbilly hookup. What do you got?
Against a railing overlooking the old Senate ruins in Rome.
Oh. Whoa.
So you're overlooking. So you're looking down into the ruins, and he's looking down into the.
What he's ruining.
Oh my God. What has happened to this show? Candy?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What'd you do?
Okay, so I was in high school and I was dating the star pitcher, and our team won the game, and so it happened in the dugout on the baseball field.
It did? Like after the game? After
how
everybody
many people
went home.
Were there?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, what a celebration.
No, I mean, nobody was there. Everybody left. So, like, nobody was there, but, like, it was hot.
In the dugout? Isn't it smelly? Don't they all spit?
Yeah, sunflower seeds and stuff.
Just there's crap everywhere.
Extra crunch.
We weren't thinking about that.
So you were just, I don't want to ask details, but, like, okay. And that's, okay. Because you know what I've heard from people who've dated baseball players? They try to do a home run with you.
What do you mean?
Like you lay down on first base and do some stuff, and then you get up and you walk over a second.
Oh.
And then you do some more stuff. You literally do the things. First base is what? Kissing?
Yeah.
Second base is like
on the base. Yeah.
What's third?
Mouth.
Your mouth.
Okay. You just go to all the bases.
Wouldn't that be weird to be like, all right, we're done at this one. Let's walk on over to the next one.
Not if you're trying to accomplish something.
Yeah, that's enough. On a second. Yeah, that feels weird. I'm getting the sign to steal. Guy.
Okay. We'll try that next time if you end up with a baseball guy. Thank you, Candy. Another Candy. Candy?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup, what'd you do?
Okay, you ready for this?
Always.
Okay, so me and my boyfriend were, we were on a test drive at a car dealership.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and so we just like, we were.
Wait, with the dealer in the back seat?
No, they didn't come with us.
Okay,
like,
they just.
They were, you know. But that was not our intention. Like, we actually had been looking for cars, and we really did want to check this out. Although, admittedly, this was a little bit more out of our price range. But, you know, we We were looking for a car, things just, you know, really hot song came on, and we had
the song was what did it.
No, well, I mean, we've been together for a few years now, and we still get hot for each other. But like, there are certain things, like when we both really like get heated with by the, like the same song, okay. We just like it's like. Oh my God. Like, and we both are obviously very, there's this tension that builds up, and It was kind of like, we haven't done like something that, I don't know if we've ever done something that like scandalous.
Did you pull over or
eventually?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
We should get the upgrade sound package. Wow.
Did it have heated seats and like what did you like? Oh, I don't know.
But my buns felt like they were on fire.
Okay, so then you drove back to the dealership disheveled, and the
hey, the car's great, but we're not gonna get it.
Yeah, we're not gonna get it. It smells weird in here.
Yeah, we didn't buy the car.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I think I'm going to go down in flames on this one. We've got an etiquette column that basically says there's 10 places you should never use your phone. I haven't really looked at all of them, but I can guarantee to you that I use it in all 10 and then some.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay. Tiek, can it just be me and you for a few minutes?
Uh-huh, sure.
Have you ever checked your screen time on your phone?
Yeah, I have. I feel confident about mine.
Would you like to jump in right now? Do you think you know what yours is?
No, but I feel like it's the lowest in the room.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Do you feel the smugness with which Aaron is like...
I'm not in the room. It's just you two.
Oh, no. I didn't say you weren't in the room. Oh, I said sorry. I'd like to address just him.
Oh, sorry.
Pipe down. You, when I said, I think I use my phone in all the inappropriate places, how everyone was like, yeah, I bet you do.
Well, that's just because I know you. Is it just
the
you
men
two again?
Are talking.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm feeling less confident. It's not as low as it usually is. So I've been slacking on my duties as father, I guess. I've just been on my phone.
Let's go into our screen times together.
All right.
Hack.
3 hours, 15 minutes. That's not very low. I thought it's normally around an hour, like an hour and a half.
Your screen time for a day is 1 hour.
About normal. Well, I mean, it's not because it's 3:15.
You produce a giant radio show in Colorado, and you're on your phone a total of 1 hour.
Well, 3 hours now, because since it's bad, it's 3 hours. Should I be on it more? I'm on the screens here. I have the big screens.
My daily average.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
8 hours, 20 minutes.
Wow.
Okay.
What do you do?
Wow.
Where do you think Aaron falls in, T-Hack? Now, I'm going to say something. I'm going to call my buddy Tony, who's an Apple genius, and I'm going to figure out why she's lying or how she's gaming the system. Give me the number that you think Aaron's at.
If I'm at 3 and you're at 8, 5.
5 hours.
5 hours, yeah.
Okay.
You are very close with the number 5. I want you to know that you're as close as one can get. Aaron, reveal thy phone.
4 minutes.
What?
It's not possible. She's held her phone for 4 minutes.
Yesterday was 3 minutes.
While we were standing here, you held your phone for 4 minutes.
This is the only time I use my phone.
Who?
And it's just to like do little glimpses of things.
She sends us weird, snarky texts all the time. She's been on the phone. She's texted you and I today more than 4 minutes. Don't you think?
I do text from my laptop more often. Does that have a different thing? Do I need to look at
it? That's gaming it. That's still screen time. So you're not.
Do I have a screen time on
my
laptop?
You've got to turn that on. That's what it is. I'm not on my phone 8 hours. There's no way I'm on my phone for 8 hours.
You absolutely are.
I'm literally playing a game while I'm having this conversation. I'm playing Wordscapes and I'm trying to. Oh, it's Cupcake. There it is. Sorry.
You produce a major show in Denver and you're on your phone for 4 minutes? That's not possible. What about, like, don't you watch TikToks and
Instagrams?
Not
really anymore. I haven't had time.
Wow.
Most of the time I'm reading now. I know that sounds so nerdy, but I break out my Kindle.
4 minutes? How is that?
Okay, so can we go through the etiquette of places we shouldn't be on our phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And see, okay, just Tiak, you and me, do you want to go through the places we shouldn't be? Because obviously Aaron's never on her phone.
I guess, yeah.
I can still participate.
I mean, you can try, but like, number one, at the hair or nail salon, when else would you be on your phone? Like, when I have gotten my, like, hair done back in the day, or if I'm getting a pedicure, I'm supposed to be what? Just making eye contact with that person?
Yeah, I always think it feels weird to be on your phone there, because they can see over your shoulder, and...
Getting a pedicure is okay.
Pedicure is okay?
Yeah, but manicure, no. Hair salon, no.
Well, manicure,
no.
They have your hands.
Well, exactly. People still try.
Really?
Yeah.
To one-hand it?
Yeah.
With their feet or something.
Okay. Okay.
Freshly done feet.
So I'm the only one who thinks it's okay to do that there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I see they make like the capes for barbers now that have a little window cut out of them. I've seen that.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
can like text underneath the...
But you still need your head up correctly.
Yeah, I just... I'm there to get it. I don't want to be looking where I'm not supposed to be.
I could look down. Oh my God, while they're trimming my beard?
You
can't. There's a little crotch window?
They need your head up to get to
your
beard.
Like, I can look down.
No, that's why you're at 8 hours.
At the gym. I'm skipping around on the list. At the gym.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Because you don't want to work out. You want to take breaks, and so that's what their phone is for.
Yes,
you're probably
breaks.
Listening to music as well.
I have I definitely have my phone, or I'm like, if I'm on a treadmill, I have my phone sideways and I'm watching Netflix. Because I need to distract myself from being, so that one's wrong?
Yeah.
Hey, 4 minutes, pipe down. At the grocery store.
Oh, absolutely. That's where your list is.
You have to be on your phone at the grocery store.
I have to call my wife and figure out what I'm getting again.
Which one? Do you want thick noodles? Do you want linguine? Okay.
It's always multiple calls, too.
How about that one, Aaron?
That one's okay.
4 minutes?
But not to be, like, yelling on the phone. Like, don't have your phone on speaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. During a dinner party.
Hmm. No, you shouldn't be.
Dude, you share TikToks at a dinner party? Oh, my God. Did you see the thing?
Is it a fancy one?
Are you guys invited?
No.
Then it's okay. If you're not invited, it's probably fancy. I think you can. I never put my phone away, like ever.
Really? I think that's the time to do it. To go, maybe everyone put their phone down in a bowl somewhere and we'll just hang out.
In
like
a bowl?
Yeah. I don't know. Like it's the 90s or something.
I don't like that.
Kind of like
the
keys
one.
In the bowl. You do the phones in the bowl.
What are the keys in the bowl for?
So people don't drive afterwards. Isn't that a thing?
Oh my God. If I come to your dinner party, I want you to know. My phone is the key to my car.
I get all of my social cues from 90s sitcoms. I don't know if any of them are real or not.
Okay, wait. There's a couple more that I have to get to. A movie theater of performance. That's the only time I say put it away. And that's
absolutely.
The only time you people have it out.
You people?
You
I have
people.
4 minutes.
I've been to a concert with you.
Yeah, I'm checking my blood sugar. And concerts are different.
Wait, that wasn't your phone? That was your blood sugar thing?
Well, it works on both, my pump and my
That's
phone.
Why she's at 4 minutes. She's always on that damn blood sugar thing.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is this going to be one of those moments where we prove TX's marriage is perfect again?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you and your wife, let me tell you this. The second marriage, the most recent ended marriage, we definitely stopped dating each other.
Yeah.
Are you conscious of that? Do you have date nights with your wife?
We try to, or like we don't always get a sitter a lot because our kids are just really young still. But we try to spend time together. We do like modified date nights, I guess. We do like at least once a week. We make a frozen pizza and some garlic bread, and like it's like our night to just like hang together. I know it's like real simple and like dumbed down,
but are the kids in bed then?
Yeah, after the kids go to bed. Yeah,
I'm trying to gauge.
Put the lights on pink and like have it. It's like all romantic.
So you went on about the whiz lights or whatever.
That's exactly what I have. Yeah.
And you're like, hey, Google, turn the lights to pink.
Yeah.
And then you, hey, Google, turn the oven on for Totino's meat lovers.
Red Baron, but. And just a cheese.
I'm not trying to give you crap because you're obviously.
I'm
you're
just saying
married.
That's where we're at this stage in life. Is like we're not going to a fancy restaurant because the kids are sleeping and it's a Monday night. But we're gonna make our pizza and we're gonna sit on the couch and chat and be
does
together.
Does Leo ever come out?
No, not really.
Because I mean, it's
he
like,
knows what happens on date night.
If he comes out once, he'll stay in his room. Because that's the thing. Like I remember, we got to a point where we were doing that. And you're like, well, we're our own babysitter. The kids are in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have all
this
time.
Yeah, they go to bed early, so.
But then for me, I don't think your wife is the same level of maintenance as my wives have been. Like, the Totino's pizza wasn't going to cut it anymore, and I didn't elevate.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean? Every once in a while, you've got to take her out.
Yeah, every once in a while. When we just talk about how there are just different phases in life. Like, right, we haven't been to a movie in forever, right? Because we have a one-year-old. Now's just not the time in our lives for us to go to movies. Eventually, the kids will be 6 and 10 or whatever, and then we will go to lots of movies, probably.
I love you so much for saying that, because so many parents are like, oh, my kid's going to sleep right through it. And it's like, no, they're not. And they're going to be loud during a movie that, like, sometimes the dialogue's quiet. We want to hear it. Mm-hmm. We can hear your baby. It's like,
yeah. Well, and then if I have to take her out and comfort her, and then I'm missing the movie, and then we're not together. It just seems that's not a date either.
All right. So I have a few date night ideas for stressed out parents, and I want to see if you do these. You're willing to do them,
okay?
Or maybe they're part of your future, not part of your current phase.
Yeah. Okay.
As it were. First idea is do a date during the day.
Oh yeah, we just did this recently, actually. Yeah, because.
He's going to say yes to all these, right?
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh my God, I'm so perfect. Like, because you're more awake. Like, trying to get a mom to go like...
Oh, yeah.
She's been with the kids all damn day, and then you're like, all right, honey, the kid's in bed, put something nice on, let's go out. And I was like, what? I just worked my butt off all day.
And daytime is just different than nighttime. Like, going to dinner versus going to brunch, two totally separate things.
Yeah, patio drinking vibe.
Different vibes,
let's
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So what did you do that was a day date?
We just went to the mall without the kids, and that was a date, because it's a lot to take the kids to the mall. It's like very crowded to get them in and out of the stores, and so
are you like mall walkers? Are you like,
yeah, we like had a couple stores we wanted to go to, and it's been just a long time. We weren't in the mall phase of our lives for a while, so we got to go during the day. We got lunch, we ate at the food court. You can't take the kids to the food court as easily, so just, yeah.
If your wife is letting you by with a Totino's pizza date
and Red mall, Baron
and mall food court, you have married an effing saint.
I have, at this phase, I have, and I genuinely have. But it's this phase. It will ramp up. That's right.
Next date is get nostalgic. Do something together that you enjoyed when you first met. Was that the mall walk?
It's kind of the
walk.
Yeah, we used to go.
Oh my God! Yeah,
we used to go to the mall all the time, and now we don't get to go anymore. So that
what else did you used to do? Did you guys ever get? I know I relate everything to alcohol. This is like, but did you guys ever just used to like drink in your kitchen?
Sometimes what we did, because I was a DJ, so I would DJ at the clubs all the weekends. So she would come with me sometimes. So we'd go out, and I'd be working, and we'd like go out, but together while I'm DJing. Those were the fun days.
Come watch me work. Set up a babysitting co-op. Work out a deal with your friends and your kids' friends to. Oh, so you're just basically like those friends. I want to say the one kid's name, but it's because it's so fun. But the one, I don't want to say his name.
Yeah,
you've got a friend with a very.
It's unique. Don't say it.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like Leo would love to just go hang with that kid.
Oh, yeah. And he does often, yeah. And they would love to take baby Hazel too.
They would.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we should do that's a good idea.
But you're just not in that phase right now?
I guess not. We're not. And we'd have to reciprocate, right?
Yeah.
We'd have to take their boys.
Do you not like their boys?
it's just a lot of boys.
We're on the air. The last one is the one I really wanted to get to, because I think it's the most genius idea I've ever heard about a babysitting date. You reverse roles. So you get a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again, you're not in the phase because Hazel's too young. But like when Hazel's 3 and Inside Out 7 comes out,
okay, yeah.
Like you get a babysitter, they come to the house, they grab the car seat with Hazel, they grab Leo, they get in their car, they go to the movie. Now you and Angie get to stay home, saving you money.
Okay, yeah.
Saving you perhaps a hotel fee in case the date
and
goes.
To just like have it be quiet in your home. Because I'm sure that at that point is rare.
Yeah.
And even though you have that time when your kids are sleeping right now, you guys don't feel like you can, I don't want to ask you too personal questions, but do you guys feel like you can get rowdy?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You can get rowdy with two sleeping kids in your house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a pro at it.
I'm not wondering if you're going to be quiet.
Okay.
If Angie's quiet and likes Totino's pizzas and mall walks... You've married a saint.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
So, Steve's no longer on the show, and I'm here to make a pitch that T-Hack and Aaron should leave as well.
Oh.
You really like the Slacker Show, don't you?
Well, now that we're calling it that, I really think we should hone this thing down. First off, Aaron, I don't know how much you make here, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's less than $15,787 every 6 days.
Yeah, that will take me a couple months.
Okay, all right. Couple months. Okay.
I'm not joking.
No, I was going to say more like six, but okay.
Yeah.
There is a stripper in Florida who I just watched her TikTok today. I get now how TikTok can be addictive because that now stripper TikToks have hit my algorithm. So it's hard for me to walk away from it. Because before I was just watching Charlie Puth videos, and now that I watch this one video, it's like, here's Charlie Puth, and it's like, here's Sunshine, here's, you know, Serene, here's, and you're like, ah! Anyway, she sits in her car, she like counts out $3,000 in hondos. It's all hundreds.
Wow.
So they change out her ones. Like, I picture a stripper leaving the club with, like, when my girlfriend back in the day worked at what is now Scarlet Cabaret. I can't remember what it was called back then. Dang it. She would come on with just ones out of, and she was a cocktail waitress, but they would not trade her money out.
Well, this dancer's in Miami, so maybe they're just spending more money too. Maybe it's more than
So I've gone to Shotguns a few times.
That's fine.
No, I mean, I don't go, I honestly don't go for the dancers.
Mm-hmm. You read the articles.
That is such a good burn.
Do they have like a really good steak there?
No, I went there one time because I was going with a friend that, much like you, I want to do the same for you. I was going with a friend of mine who she had never been to a strip club.
Oh,
I was
like, gotcha.
Well, then we're going to Shotguns, duh. So we went and went in, and then I just stand and talk to the door guy who's now over at a different strip club. He's at the aforementioned Scarlet Club. Mm. But then I'm just standing there, and then every once in a while he would be like, hand me like $5,000 in $1 bills and have me go to the back and give it to the house mom.
Oh,
and then I would walk back up with like a bundle of hundreds. She'd pay me for so I was just running money back and forth in the club. So that's what they do. Like the girls all like get rid of their ones and somebody just like counts it out. And then some high roller like you walks in, slaps down a hundred and they hand you a bundle, and that bundle's already been through a stripper that night.
All right.
But you can say, no, I want fresh ones, and they'll give that to you. If you want to do the make it rain thing, you can have a brand new strap.
Okay.
But they also have used ones if you're okay with that. Then it would stand to reason at the end of the night, these girls then just have hundreds.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Long story longer, 3,000 one night, 2,000 another night. Like Monday night, she only made a grand or something, but it was like all totaled $15,787 in 6 days. I mean, if I had the bod for it, I would strip. You could, oh my God.
Don't be so sure you don't have the bod for it.
It's a bidding war right now between Shotguns and Scarlet Cabaret. But you wouldn't do it, right? Or would you do it?
I don't know. I'm a very pro, like try everything once type of person.
Okay.
So maybe.
Okay. So this is me kicking Aaron off the show. You're going to go make a ton of money.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Guys, there's about to be a redhead at one of the two aforementioned clubs. But here's the deal. Every one of those girls at the end of the night, like she made $15,000 that week. She's got to tip out like 10% of that to her DJ.
Oh.
Mm.
Do you want to be the DJ at a strip club?
I've never DJed a strip club before.
Am I performing that night? Because I don't think I want T-Hack there. No offense.
It's a reunion of sorts tonight. Fellas!
What would your stripper name be? Have you ever thought about it?
No. I'm assuming it would be some sort of redhead pun.
It's got to be like Firecracker or something.
I do think, I mean, it is a lot of money. It says that she ditched her 9-to-5 lifestyle to become a dancer and make this kind of money.
Yes.
But you're not just ditching a 9-to-5 lifestyle. You also are picking up a, 5 to 9 a.m. lifestyle. Like, your life is completely different. So, yes, you are making a lot of money, but it's
like
a grind.
It's upside down.
Like, and as just a DJ in regular clubs, it is a lot different. Like when you're waking up later, you're staying up way later than anybody else, and then you start to miss out. Like your friends are up normal hours and stuff. So it is like, it's
but
not
screw
just
your
the money.
Friends, you're making 16 grand. Like think about this. She had to tip you $1,500 that week. There are 10 other dancers.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, you're rolling in dough.
Yeah, it's old. It's old, I guess. And right. I get to watch while I'm there,
so
too,
if
right?
you want to see the Aaron and T-Hack show, yeah. head to Shotguns and Scarlet Cabaret later tonight.
Aaron main stage.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if I have a story or more of a pro tip. If you find yourself bringing gasoline inside your house, maybe you need to stop.
Okay.
I'll explain in a sec.
All right. Well, I've got a story about someone, you know, just trying to relax and be a good person.
That doesn't sound stupid yet.
No.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Florida.
Yeah! Yeah! Let's go!
She was arrested after she broke into a home.
Hold on. I have break-in sound effects here. There you go. Was it a violent break-in like that, or was it just
no,
more
it was
of a...
more of a subtle one, but oh. She still gave the owner, like, quite a fright.
Okay.
She felt bad about it, so she was like, you know what? I'll give you a great big hug. Make it
she
up
went to
you.
All right.
Yeah.
The then robber hug.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then she decided, you know, I'm just going to hang out for a bit, make myself at home, mm-hmm. lounge around.
Okay.
And then she took a fun little dip in the pool.
Oh.
The homeowner said, what are you doing?
We can't all do... T-Hack, did you put her up to that?
No.
That one was all
yeah.
me.
What are you doing? Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're... My story comes out of New York City.
All right.
New York City. Nobody knows the salsa commercial for these?
I don't think so.
No.
All right. So a dude wanted to start a fire in his fireplace, but he was not very good at lighting the wood on fire. So we brought gasoline inside and dumped it inside his fireplace.
Mm.
Turns out what that does is accelerates the fire to a point that it gets out of control real fast. Alarms going off. The house is full of smoke. He set paper on fire with gasoline. Pretty much scrambled the world there. We got fire trucks. We got helicopters. We got SWAT.
Kind of got what he wanted.
He did. Yeah. He got a fire.
Yeah.
Cops came and were able to put the fire out with water. And they said,
what are you doing?
I just had... Sometimes you just got to bring it back, T-Hack.
Yeah.
I really regret it, though.
What are you doing?
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is this going to be one of those moments where we prove T-Hack's marriage is perfect again?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you and your wife, let me tell you this. The second marriage, the most recent ended marriage, we definitely stopped dating each other.
Yeah.
Are you conscious of that? Do you have date nights with your wife?
We try to, or like we don't always get a sitter a lot because our kids are just really young still. And but we try to spend time together. We do like modified date nights, I guess. We do like at least once a week we make a frozen pizza and some garlic bread, and like it's like our night to just like hang together. I know it's like real simple and like dumbed down,
but are the kids in bed then?
Yeah, after the kids go to bed. Yeah,
I'm trying to gauge.
Put the lights on pink and like have it. It's like all romantic.
So you went on about the whiz lights or whatever.
That's exactly what I have. Yeah.
And you're like, hey Google, turn the lights to pink.
Yeah.
And then you, hey Google, turn the oven on for Totino's meat lovers.
Red Baron, but. And just a cheese.
I'm not trying to give you crap because you're obviously.
I'm just saying that's where we're at this stage in life. Is like we're not going to a fancy restaurant because the kids are sleeping and it's a Monday night. But we're gonna make our pizza and we're gonna sit on the couch and chat and be together.
And does Leo ever come out?
No, not really.
Because I mean, it's
he knows what happens on date night.
If he comes out once, he'll stay in his room. Because that's the thing. Like I remember, we got to a point where we were doing that. And you're like, well, we're our own babysitter. The kids are in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
right. And we have all this time.
Yeah, they go to bed early, so.
But then for me, I don't think your wife is the same level of maintenance as my wives have been. Like, the Totino's pizza wasn't going to cut it anymore, and I didn't elevate.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Every once in a while, you've got to take her out.
Yeah, every once in a while. When we just talk about how there are just different phases in life. Like, right, we haven't been to a movie in forever, right? Because we have a one-year-old. Now is just not the time in our lives for us to go to movies. Eventually, the kids will be 6 and 10 or whatever, and then we will go to lots of movies, probably.
I love you so much for saying that, because so many parents are like, oh, my kid's going to sleep right through it. And it's like, no, they're not. And they're going to be loud during a movie that, like, sometimes the dialogue's quiet. We want to hear it. Mm-hmm. We can hear your baby. It's like,
yeah. Well, then if I have to take her out and comfort her, and then I'm missing the movie, missing, and then we're not together, that just seems that's not a date either.
All right. So I have a few date night ideas for stressed out parents, and I want to see if you do these. You're willing to do them,
okay?
Or maybe they're part of your future, not part of your current phase.
Yeah. Okay.
As it were. First idea is do a date during the day.
Oh yeah, we just did this recently, actually. Yeah, because.
He's going to say yes to all these, right?
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh my God, I'm so perfect. Like, because you're more awake. Like, trying to get a mom to go like...
Oh, yeah.
She's been with the kids all damn day, and then you're like, all right, honey, the kid's in bed. Put something nice on. Let's go out. And I was like, what? I just worked my butt off all day.
And daytime is just different than nighttime. Like, going to dinner versus going to brunch, two totally separate things.
Yeah, patio drinking vibe.
Different vibes,
let's
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
did you do that was a day date?
We just went to the mall without the kids, and that was a date. Because it's a lot to take the kids to the mall. It's like very crowded to get them in and out of the stores, and so
Are you like mall walkers? Are you like?
Yeah, we like had a couple stores we wanted to go to. And it's been just a long time. We weren't in the mall phase of our lives for a while. So we got to go during the day. We got lunch. We ate at the food court. You can't take the kids to the food court as easily. So just, yeah.
If your wife is letting you by with a Totino's pizza date
and Red Baron
and mall food court, you have married an effing saint.
I have, at this phase, I have, and I genuinely have, but it's this phase. It will ramp up. That's right.
Next date is get nostalgic. Do something together that you enjoyed when you first met. Was that the mall
That's
walk?
Cute.
It's kind of the walk. Yeah, we used to go.
Oh
to the,
my God! Yeah,
we used to go to the mall all the time, and now we don't get to go anymore. So
but
that
what
ca-
else
that counted.
Did you used to do? Did you guys ever get? I know I relate everything to alcohol. This is like, but did you guys ever just used to like drink in your kitchen?
Sometimes what we did, because I was a DJ, so I would DJ at the clubs all the weekends. So she would come with me sometimes. So we'd go out, and I'd be working, and we'd like go out, but together while I'm DJing. So those were
the
fun days.
Come watch me work. Set up a babysitting co-op. Work out a deal with your friends and your kids' friends to. Oh, so you're just basically like Leo's friends. I want to say the one kid's name, but it's because it's so fun, but. The one, I don't want to say his name.
Yeah,
you've
don't
got
say
a friend
it.
With a very.
It's unique. Don't say it.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, Leo would love to just go hang with that kid.
Oh, yeah. And he does often, yeah. And they would love to take baby Hazel, too.
They would.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we should do
about,
that's a good idea.
But you're just not in that phase right now?
I guess not. We're not. And we'd have to reciprocate, right?
Yes.
We'd have to take their boys.
Do you not like their boys?
it's just a lot of boys.
We're on the air. The last one is the one I really wanted to get to because I think it's the most genius idea I've ever heard about a babysitting date. You reverse roles. So you get a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again, you're not in the phase because Hazel's too young. But like when Hazel's 3 and Inside Out 7 comes out.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you get a babysitter, they come to the house, they grab the car seat with Hazel, they grab Leo, they get in their car, they go to the movie. Now and Angie get to stay home, saving you money.
Okay, yeah.
Saving you perhaps a hotel fee in case the date
and
goes.
And to just like be quiet in your home. Because I'm sure that at that point is rare.
Yeah.
And even though you have that time when your kids are sleeping right now, you guys don't feel like you can, I don't want to ask you too personal questions, but do you guys feel like you can get rowdy?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You can get rowdy with 2 sleeping kids in your house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a pro at it.
I'm not wondering if you're going to be quiet. Okay. If Angie's quiet and likes Totino's pizzas and mall walks, you've married a saint.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So, Steve's no longer on the show, and I'm here to make a pitch that T-Hack and Aaron should leave as well.
Oh.
You really like the Slacker Show, don't you?
Well, now that we're calling it down, I really think we should hone this thing down. First off, Aaron, I don't know how much you make here, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's less than $15,787 every 6 days.
Yeah, that will take me a couple months.
Okay. All right. Couple months. Okay.
I'm not joking.
No, I was going to say more like 6, but okay.
Yeah.
There is a stripper in Florida I just watched her TikTok today. I get now how TikTok can be addictive because that now stripper TikToks have hit my algorithm. So it's hard for me to walk away from it. Because before I was just watching Charlie Puth videos, and now that I watched this one video, it's like, here's Charlie Puth, and it's like, here's Sunshine, here's, you know, Serene, here's, and you're like, ah! Anyway, she sits in her car, she like counts out $3,000 in hondos. It's all hundreds.
Wow.
So they change out her ones. Like, I picture a stripper leaving the club with, like, when my girlfriend back in the day worked at what is now Scarlet Cabaret. I can't remember what it was called back then. Dang it. She would come on with just ones out of, and she was a cocktail waitress, but they would not trade her money out.
Well, this dancer's in Miami, so maybe they're just spending more money too. Maybe it's more than.
Well,
ones.
I think so. I've gone to Shotguns a few times.
That's fine.
No, I mean,
a few.
I don't go. I honestly don't go for the dancers.
Mm-hmm. You read the articles.
That is such a good burn.
Did they have like a really good steak there?
No, I went there one time because I was going with a friend that, much like you, I want to do the same for you. I was going with a friend of mine who she had never been to a strip club.
Oh,
I was
like, gotcha.
Well, then we're going to Shotguns, duh. So we went and went in, and then I just stand and talk to the door guy who's now over at a different strip club. He's at the aforementioned Scarlet Club. Mm. But then I'm just standing there, and then every once in a while he would be like, hand me like $5,000 in $1 bills and have me go to the back and give it to the house mom.
Well, oh.
And wow. Then I would walk back up with like a bundle of hundreds. She'd pay me for so I was just running money back and forth in the club. So that's what they do. Like the girls all like get rid of their ones and somebody just like counts it out. And then some high roller like you walks in, slaps down 100 and they hand you a bundle. And that bundle's already been through a stripper that night.
All right.
But you can say, no, I want fresh ones, and they'll give that to you. If you want to do the make it rain thing, you can have a brand new strap.
Okay.
But they also have used ones if you're okay with that. Then it would stand to reason at the end of the night, these girls then just have hundreds.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Long story longer, 3,000 one night, 2,000 another night, like Monday night, she only made a grand or something, but it was like all totaled $15,787 in 6 days. I mean, if I had the bod for it, I would strip. You could, oh my God.
Don't be so sure you don't have the bod for it.
It's a bidding war right now between Shotguns and Scarlet Cabaret. But would you, like, you wouldn't do it, right? Or would you do it?
I don't know. I'm a very pro, like, try everything once type of person.
Okay.
So maybe.
Okay. So this is me kicking Aaron off the show. You're going to go make a ton of money.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool.
Guys,
cool.
There's about to be a redhead at one of the two aforementioned clubs. But here's the deal. Every one of those girls at the end of the night, like, she made $15,000 that week. She's got to tip out like 10% of that to her DJ.
Oh.
Mm.
Do you want to be the DJ at a strip club?
I've never DJed a strip club before.
Wait, am I performing that night? Because I don't think I want TX there. No offense.
It's a reunion of sorts tonight. Fellas!
What would your stripper name be? Have you ever thought about it?
No. I'm assuming it would be some sort of redhead pun.
It's got to be like Firecracker or something. Or...
Yeah. I do think, I mean, it is a lot of money. It says that she ditched her 9-to-5 lifestyle to become a dancer and make this kind of money.
Yes.
But you're not just ditching a 9-to-5 lifestyle. You also are picking up a, 5 to 9 a.m. lifestyle. Like, your life is completely different. So, yes, you are making a lot of money, but it's
like
a grind.
It's upside down.
Like, yeah, and as just a DJ in regular clubs, it is a lot different. Like, when you're waking up later, you're staying up way later than anybody else, and then you start to miss out. Like, your friends are up normal hours and stuff. So it is like, it's
but
not just
the
money.
Friends. You're making 16 grand. Like, think about this. She had to tip you $1,500 that week. There are 10 other dancers.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, you're rolling in dough.
Yeah, you sold. Sold, I guess. And I get to watch while I'm there,
so
too, right?
So if you want to see the Aaron and T-Hack show, head to Shotguns and Scarlet Cabaret later tonight.
Aaron main stage.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if I have a story or more of a pro tip. If you find yourself bringing gasoline inside your house, maybe you need to stop.
Okay.
I'll explain in a sec.
All right. Well, I've got a story about someone, you know, just trying to relax and be a good person.
That doesn't sound stupid yet.
No.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Florida.
Yeah! Let's go!
She was arrested after she broke into a home.
Hold on. I have breaking sound effects here. There you go. Was it a violent break-in like that, or was it just
No, it was more of a subtle one, but she still gave the owner, like, quite a fright.
Okay.
She felt bad about it, so she was like, you know what? I'll give you a great big hug. Make it
she
up
went
to you.
All right.
Yeah.
The then robber hug.
Exactly. Then she decided, you know, I'm just going to hang out for a bit, make myself at home, lounge around.
Okay.
And then she took a fun little dip in the pool.
Oh.
The homeowner said, what are you doing?
We can't all do. T-Act, did you put her up to that?
No, no.
That one was all me.
What are you doing? Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're... My story comes out of New York City.
All right.
New York City. Nobody knows the salsa commercial for these?
I don't think so.
No.
All right, so a dude wanted to start a fire in his fireplace, but he was not very good at lighting the wood on fire, so we brought gasoline inside and dumped it inside his fireplace.
Mm.
Turns out what that does is accelerates the fire to a point that it gets out of control real fast. Alarms going off, house is full of smoke. He set paper on fire with gasoline. Pretty much scrambled the world there. We got fire trucks, we got helicopters, we got SWAT.
Kind of got what he wanted.
He did. Yeah. He got the fire.
Yeah.
Cops came and were able to put the fire out with water. And they said,
what are you doing?
I just had. Sometimes you just got to bring it back, T-Act.
Yeah.
I really regret it, though.
What are you doing?
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.